joining us right now, the head men's basketball coach for the Bulldogs, Andy Brockema. Coach, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Ryan.
Now, you mentioned, and I'm looking at the finishing touches being put on here. I didn't realize we were here in just the kind of reopening, if you will, the student union with the painting going on, the Starbucks right across the way, which I'm very grateful for this early morning. But just your thoughts on the renovations taking place here.
Well, my thoughts are, you know, this is going to be a great spot on the tour for the recruits.
Yeah.
You know, we can take them into this quad area with the library and the green spaces and then take them through here. This is an impressive building. You know, I got to peek around all the corners here. This is actually my first time since it's opened up getting in the building here. I know some of the athletic staff's been over here, but this is my first chance, and I'm very impressed.
We're speaking with Ferris State head men's basketball coach Andy Brockema. Congratulations on the victory last night over Northwood. Is that 15 in a row now?
Something like that, if you're counting.
I am counting. I've got 15. You've got the Bulldogs nationally ranked, and everything's going well, clicking right now. Obviously, in basketball, you have an off night. You're not shooting well. You can get beat by anybody. You've got a showdown coming up next week with Saginaw Valley State, both teams unbeaten in the conference. But how do you keep your team when you're enjoying a streak like this to stay focused and not look ahead at what may be coming up later on down the road?
Well, you know, first of all, I don't have to do it too much. We got some senior leaders that are pretty good at that, and Drew Lehman and Dietrich Lever. But, you know, we just reached back to last year and getting beat by most of these teams and just remember that and compete hard. So, you know, we're looking at that Saginaw showdown, but you can't look too far because we're playing the defending champs tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So each game is, you know, a standalone game. When you play in the GLIAC North, as tight as it is this year, you know, you might lose one game that you shouldn't, and you might win one game you shouldn't. So they all count the same, and we're trying to take it one at a time. It's a cliche, but it's how the coaches operate.
Lake Superior State, the team that Coach Brockema mentions there, and that's tomorrow afternoon right here in Big Rapids at 3 p.m., part of a men's and women's doubleheader of basketball action. Both teams doing extremely well, and that seems to be par for the course, a very high bar here for Ferris State University. And this 14-game win streak, now 15 after last night's win over Northwood, the program's best since a school record 18 straight. We're going back to 1988 and 89. Andy, you were just a little guy back then. So, I mean, building on the success, the tradition, as you have over six seasons and an assistant here, what has been, I mean, the biggest transition, the obvious ones up front are having that main leadership role as a head coach, but what you were able to glean and learn as an assistant, the experiences you take from and apply as a head coach, what have you kind of forged and done differently as a head coach to kind of make your own mark?
I guess the thing we've done differently as a staff is just over the off season and together 1 year have cleared up our expectations and you know, our style of play. We've just been able to communicate it better to our players so that there's no question on what they should be trying to accomplish on the floor. And the rest of it is just credit to the players and you know, the support staff around us. So they deserve the credit. They're making the plays out there. You know, a couple easy things to point to are James Chappelle coming into the mix. You know, he was hurt last year with a hamstring, ended up redshirting, and then the two freshmen coming in. Those are the three new bodies we have, and then all the returners just dedicating themselves in the off season and staying determined to do a little bit better than we did last year.
It's really amazing what's happening at Ferris State, coming off a memorable, historic football season, and men's and women's basketball and volleyball and recent success with the hockey team. It just seems like everything's going right there in Big Rapids, and it's good to see, and I hope that continues. But I've noticed that there are some former Ferris State basketball players who have gone on to continue their careers, which has got to be a great thing for guys on your team to see that there could be life in basketball after Ferris State. Some guys playing professionally and doing things around the world. Do you keep tabs on your alum that are still playing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, first of all, you know, it's a people business, and you mentioned the success, and it's a credit to all the great coaches we have here in the administration hiring those coaches. I mean, we have some exciting, talented coaches here with great minds, and, you know, that's fun to stop in the different offices and kind of bounce a few ideas off of the coaches, especially for me as a young coach. But then, you know, moving on to the success some of our players have had after Ferris State, you know, we currently have three three professional athletes, and it's certainly a route that you know, you can definitely go to when you play in the GLIAC. It's a high level of basketball, and if you have a good career here, you're going to have a chance to, you know, to go overseas and start a career. Sometimes you don't start in the first level teams over there, but you work your way up. Right now, Justin Keenan's in Mexico. He's played in Argentina, so he's been in South America in that area for a while. This is his fourth year pro. Jarrell Sanders is with Grand Rapids Drive, and Kenny Brown is in Iraq playing basketball. So those are three current pros we have, and certainly we have some talent on our team right now that if it keeps developing and they catch a break, you know, they'll have an opportunity to do that too.
Andy Bronkema joining us, head men's basketball coach here at Ferris State. So you got three guys playing professionally overseas. And then, two, this kind of stands out that I've gone professional in Hollywood. Former Bulldog player Jeff Hefner, been on numerous television shows over the last decade, including Chicago Fire. And then this one, Big John Kapp, he's a key part of the recently released Ride Along movie. I remember this one coming out. It's shot to the top of the charts in theaters. Kevin Hart, he's got another vehicle out, and Ice Cube part of that. So these guys going Hollywood, that's on your watch, Coach.
Hey, listen, you know, if there's any top-level players out there that want to go into acting, you know, we're Hollywood U here, so come on over to Ferris State. But, you know, I've gotten to know those two guys, and I knew Jeff a little bit through our former assistant coach here, great coach Corey Anderson. Mm-hmm. He introduced me to Jeff. They were buddies when they went to school here at Ferris State. You know, and just great personalities, both those guys, you know, and I think you kind of have to have those outgoing, crazy personalities when you're in Hollywood and you're able to act that well. But two proud alumni we stay in touch with, and yeah, it's kind of a neat storyline.
Andy Bronkema has the Ferris State basketball team on a 15-game winning streak. In just your second year as a head coach, personally, what's been the biggest challenge for you at Ferris State as the head coach?
Well, it's a new challenge every day. I mean, I'm learning every day. I wish I had 10 years experience with this team. Maybe we'd be 17-0. I don't know. I'm just not, you know, trying not to get in the way and just learn every day and not stay satisfied. So I can't point out the biggest challenge. It's just challenges every day, and it's a learning experience. And you know, hopefully I don't mess up too much.
Well, Coach, you're being very modest, but your team off to a phenomenal start to this season. And I know you don't want to hear about winning streaks, but you're on a good roll. Hopefully that continues tomorrow against Lake Superior State and beyond. And congratulations on this great start, and wishing you the very best going through the rest of the season.
Well, I appreciate it. And, you know, the winning streak is fun, so we do like to hear about it.
Okay.
We just, you know, we're concentrating on the next game, but we're also living it up at the same time. So this is, you know, like you said, a little historic, and we're proud of it. You can't take it away from us. We've already done it, so probably in the offseason we'll be able to reflect back, but right now we have some goals we want to accomplish in front of us.
Living it up, going Hollywood, going international. It's the international man of mystery, Andy Bronkema, head basketball coach here at Ferris State University.
Hey.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.